Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Go! Hello! Hello! Hi! This is We Heart Worry, the podcast about worry.
Yes, I am Yasmin Akram.
I'm Philippa Dunn. And...
No, I like... Do you know what? I like it because, Phil, that's... It's self-deprecating already.
It's fine. Look, it's fine. We're just... Okay.
I'm going to fix my microphone. We're 2 seconds in, but I realise that I've got my head quite up.
It's not going to... You're not going to be comfortable for foreseeable. That's what you're saying.
There we go. Is that better? Now I'm leaning. Now I'm relaxing. Now I'm myself.
Myself. Okay.
Did we say this is We Heart Worry?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's... Yeah. Sorry. I just cut across. I'm sorry.
This is what the podcast is, guys. It's us apologising.
I'm going home now. So as what did you want to say before I cut across you there?
I was just saying, it's the We Heart Worry. It's a comedy podcast about worrying. You've probably covered this. I was so busy concentrating on my microphone that I didn't think.
No, I said that.
Okay, so you said you're Philippa Dunn. I said I'm Yasmin Akram. Yeah. So this is what we do is we sit and we talk about our worries. Today we are in a studio in London, as we'll be every week. Yeah. And it is in the middle of the heat wave.
It's very warm. It's very warm. And I know for the rest of the day, as I've done all morning, when I meet anyone, all I'll say is, it's very warm.
It's very shocking warm.
It's shocking awful close.
And then do you describe, because I'm gross, describe where the sweat is coming from?
Oh, yeah. And how much millilitres have occurred so far today and the troubles that has caused you and the sweating you anticipate doing later on your way home.
Yeah. It's like the roll on of sweat.
Oh, yeah. And it's just...
I don't know about you, Phil, because as you may have picked up, guys, we're both from Ireland.
Ireland.
And I've already had 2 text messages from people in Ireland going, are you inside? You better be inside because by all reports, it's bacon.
Yeah. I've gotten a text today saying, is it awful hot? And I said, yes, it's awful hot. And then the next question was, and is the sun shining? Now, I'll let them stew. I've yet to reply to that.
But...
Oh, a friend. A lovely friend who I love.
She's just in her mind, she was...
I think it's because on the news it's saying that it's 38. Mm. Am I right in that?
It's meant to get to 39. It's meant to be the hottest it's ever been in the UK.
Oh, God. And so I think when people see that on the news, weather forecast, they go, sorry, I actually can't comprehend. So I need to text my friend and go, is it awful hot? Yeah, it is. And is the sun shining? Yeah, it is. I think maybe there'll be more texts along the lines of, is there a breeze?
Yes, yeah.
Is it humid? Are the trains still running?
The transport. We wanted to know what's happening on transport. I told my friend who was asking, you know, about the weather, that I was on a bus and I was describing the heat on the bus.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, and I'm going away for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
And so she said, don't worry because it won't be that bad when you're going away.
Yeah. So you've kind of torn off the band-aid of a heat exposure for your haul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to Galway.
Oh.
So it's going to be blustery and...
Yeah, I don't think you'll be getting 39°C over there.
Listen, you won't be. And I said, and then I texted back. So I'm, you know, I'm adding to this problem of just weather talk to my friend who's in Galway. Should I bring a light jacket? Is it jeans weather there?
Here's the other one. Should I bring a jumper for the evens to go around my shoulders?
Phil, that was on my mind.
No.
I was even doing a pack in my head on the bus and I was going, I'd bring a jumper just to go over the shoulders. Exactly that.
And then I'd also go into, will I bring a full sock or a pop? I.e. Should the ankles be out or not?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, a pop, I'd say. Even a pop might feel quite restrictive in the heat.
I'm wearing a pop right now.
You know, God, you seem more confident. So
I weighed it up big time with myself this morning, putting on the footwear, because I was like, I could wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Knowing the amount of sweat that would occur, I envisaged my foot sliding around in said flip-flop.
Jesus and then Christ, yeah.
They'd get unattractive.
I'm wearing a sandal today and I feel like a fool.
Why? Because it's sandal weather.
You're saying it's the slidey toes. It's the sweat. It's the sweat in the sandal where you just go, I'm a fool.
Well, you're not a fool, but I knew there would be sliding, so I went for a shoe with purchase. So I put on my trusty Echo.
Oh, good.
I'm an Echo convert. I am all about the Echo shoe.
Oh,
I think they're the biz. I like them a lot.
My mother, who was a nurse, swore by an Echo for doing the rounds.
Yeah. So when I found myself buying an Echo shoe, I was quite dubious of myself. I was asking myself many questions about what age
where your life was going. Yeah.
What's this about? I don't think I'll ever turn back. I think I'm a full convert. I think so.
Would you? I mean, if this podcast gets huge, and let's just assume it will, could be getting echoes through the roof. They'll be sending you echoes left, right, and centre, saying thanks for the plug.
Oh, well, it wasn't a plug. It's just a life choice at the moment.
Like, you won't stop buying echoes even if they don't ever send you free echoes.
Probably not.
But if they were going to send you, what size are you and what colour do you like the most?
That's too much. Can we come back to that?
Fair enough. I want to also say in this heat,
too much choice.
I think on it, and then at the end we'll round back and see if you've come to an Echo decision.
It's the heat.
Yeah, it's the heat. And do you know what is very disappointing for me, Phil, is that I am half Pakistani and I've done 23andMe. I don't know if you did 23andMe.
No, people in my family have though.
And well, I mean, I was very surprised because I thought I'd be more Irish than anything else, because I don't have the temperament for the heat and I love potatoes and I'm just the most Irish person I think I've ever met, and that's including yourself, it's pretty Irish. Turns out I am 49% Pakistani / Punjabi.
Okay.
47% Irish.
Yeah.
Oh, broke my heart. Mostly from Dublin.
It narrowed down to Dublin.
It says, I'm basically from all areas of Ireland. Like, I've a bit in Roscommon. There's a bit like down in Cork. But for the most part, the most of my heritage would be in Dublin. That's what they found. Now, because my grandfather was from the north. So that's really weird as well that, you know, it all kind of linked back. Mm. So 47% Dublin and 49% Punjabi. The rest is Italian.
No.
And I was, because you know I'm always doing an Italian on my Duolingo app.
Yeah.
I have a big, massive poster of Monica Bellucci on my wall. I've always wanted to be her or Sophia Loren. And I just went, that makes total sense to me.
Oh.
But can I survive this heat? Is there any part of me that can survive the hot weather? No. All of my Irishness seems to have been plugged in and ploughed through, just not being able to handle the sun.
The heat, yeah. It's too close.
It's too close.
Too close, yeah.
I'm from Drogheda. Yeah. I can't.
No.
I can't.
And then on top of the heat, I think I've said this to you before, you know, you're required to wear sunscreen.
Yes.
And as I said before,
Baz Luhrmann told us that in the 90s, didn't he? Everyone's free.
And that's another sunscreen. That compounds the problem, because I think I've said it to you before, I don't do sticky. I can't do sticky.
Shit, no.
And today is a sticky day.
What kind of sunscreen are you wearing?
I don't want to go into brands now because I don't want to be seen to be plugging people all over the place.
Well, just keep it. Okay, so is it a spray or a cream?
A cream. But I did find a genius sunscreen that's neither sticky, but it's cream, but it's not sticky, and it just leaves no trace.
Where was that today?
It's from America.
How come you didn't wear that today?
I'm wearing it today.
But I thought, did you see you felt sticky today?
I'm sticky around my neck.
What went on there?
Just sweat. But usually it would be sun cream plus sweat, you know?
Right, yes.
But today, thanks to this lovely sun cream, it's just sweat.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good because your pheromones are getting out into the air, Phil.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder is my smell everywhere.
Oh, it is. In the best way.
I wonder.
Everyone's delighted about that. So this week, you're going first with your worry of the week.
Yeah.
Phil, but tell us what it is.
Okay, so once a week, I attend a yoga class.
Beautiful.
It is lovely. I really enjoy it. But I've noticed that I started doing this thing at the start, which is, so you're meant to come in at the start and you're meant to lay out your mat and lie down and do a quiet meditation to yourself in silence while everyone is arriving. Mm-hmm. So you've got this time to kind of lie on your mat and do a bit of meditation, and you can smell the incense. It's lovely. And I am lying there and I just find myself going, is my phone off? Is my phone off? Is my phone off? Is my phone off? Did I set a load of alarms? Did I set a load? Because I'm convinced I've just set a load of alarms just to go off on a particular evening between a certain time, that I've set all these alarms and reminders. So I'm lying there going, okay, I don't like this. I'm going to... And I found myself, you know,
going and checking
Yes. Which is, I've said it before, I'm a checker. But the thing is it's undermining the purpose of the start of the class, which is
To relax.
And relax, yeah. So I have only caved the once, which is jumping up and checking the phone is like, yes, it not only is it on silent, it's on airplane and there are no alarms set. So that's fine. And once it's checked once, I can go, right, that's fine. I'm just going to leave that there. And then I just go back to what I think I might be really worrying about, which is just holding in farts.
That is the big worry, isn't it?
Yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, just life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's something about the silence of the room.
Yeah. It's like...
What you're doing with your body as well, which is multiple situations will arise where... Whether you like it or not, things are forced out. And it's happened a few times. And when it happens, I just go, there, by the grace of God, go I. Do you know,
Has anyone done a particularly loud fart? A
couple of times, but, you know, happens.
Well, my friend, who shall remain
nameless,
said that she did quite a bad, it was an awful fart in the yoga class. Into someone else's face.
Oh.
The only man in the room. Okay. She said he was an attractive man. And then afterwards said to him, geez, I'm awful sorry about that fart I did on you. And he kind of laughed it off and said, oh, well, you know. And so she said it wasn't her imagination that he was like, yeah, that was an awful thing to experience.
Okay.
His day was ruined.
He did smile, but he wasn't cutting her any slack.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it's a very brave and noble thing that she would turn around and say, that was me, I did it.
Apologies.
You're a very attractive person and I'm still going to own up to my own guff.
Yeah. Well, that's being an adult.
Yeah.
That's very grown up. Yeah.
So other people have farted in the class.
Yeah.
Have you felt disgusted or awkward by their farting?
Absolutely not. No. It's a human function that happens and... My personal philosophy in life is it's always better out than in.
Mm.
So don't be, you know, if it happens, it happens. And yeah, if the worst came to worst and I was to release a gust, I think I'd cope.
Yeah.
I say that now.
You'd survive it.
Yeah.
That's that kind of like, you know, CBT mentality of, you know, picture the worst case scenario and then if you're okay. But do you, because I can be quite funny about toilet things.
Okay.
And like, I don't like to, if I'm out and about, I can't go, I could never go for a number two when I'm not in my house or like somewhere like a hotel room where I'm fenced in. I can't just, it makes me too nervous. I feel too ashamed of it, which is, and no one else ever gets this because as you say, it's a natural bodily function. So I think there's something about me that's quite disgusted by the act of releasing gases and poos and, you know, that kind of thing. But that's not what you're not saying that, like, it's not a worry because you might feel disgusted at yourself.
No.
It's just
that social thing of,
I don't want to fart.
Really loud in a very quiet room
in
front of a lot of people that I kind of don't know.
So with the, sorry, now, if you could see me, listeners, I'm really thinking, aren't
you? You're looking around the room and you've got one hand up and you've got your middle finger touching your thumb. Your first finger touching your thumb and your eyes are kind of darting in a thinking fashion.
Yeah, what am I? What else can we discover about this? Well, I mean, the thing about like thinking that your alarms are on or that someone's going to call or that you haven't switched your phone to silent. Mm. All of those, I think, are a very natural thing.
Mm.
I'm actually thinking right now how to turn my phone on silent.
Do you want to check? No, I don't. I wouldn't. No, if it went off, I wouldn't care.
But that's the thing. Yes, but it's that thing of, look, it's part and parcel of worrying. It's this thing of, if this happens, the world is going to fall apart.
It's going to blow up.
It's going to
be my fault. Actually, do you know what? If the phone, I'd be more worried about the phone going off because I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I would probably, whatever we were doing, I would just leap up, probably make a noise like a, eh, and then like a shriek or something. And I would run. I go, that's definitely like, and even if it was somebody else's phone, I would probably shriek, jump up, run over to the collection of bags and start rummaging, going, sorry, that's me, sorry, that's me, that's me, sorry, sorry, guys.
Even if it wasn't the same ringtone?
Probably, yeah, because it's so built up in my head.
Yes.
So, actually, I'm just going to park the fart thing because it's actually the phone and I'm worried about it.
I'd really like you to have a T-shirt that says park the fart. Because I think that's...
Plus, my...
That's a good thing for everyone in life. I need to learn how to park the fart.
Yeah. My body knows as well when I'm going to yoga. You know when people say, people who have kids, they go, they know when I'm trying to leave the house.
Yeah.
Because they go extra excited. And my body knows when I'm going to yoga because the rumblings and the jumblings start happening down there in the guts.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, you had all day to sort that out. You had all day to work through that Rivita. And now, 20 minutes before yoga, in the silent room with all the strangers, you want to start acting up.
You want to start acting the maggot.
Yeah. You could have done that all day.
It's, do you know what? I have that about...
so annoying. It's getting annoyed.
I always have that when, say for instance, I really like someone. If I'm going out with somebody and I really like them and they're staying over. I'm not going to tell you what happens, Phil, but they're staying over in my bed with me.
Yeah.
I will fart, like wake myself up with a fart.
Oh.
Like so many times in the night because I'm petrified that they're going to, because it's going to be a big squeak or it's going to smell disgusting and, you know, or something like that. And then you wake up in the morning and you realise probably both of you have been doing that all night. And it's not sexy. Like it's not sexy, but it's not supposed to be sexy because life isn't nonstop, you know, looking brilliant and feeling your best. It's sometimes waking up with drool kind of crusted to the side of your lips and you still want to do it with someone.
Yeah. We're humans.
We're humans having and, a human experience.
Exactly. And, you know, the compassion that you feel for someone who farts in yoga, have the same compassion for yourself.
I find that very difficult.
Let yourself off that hook.
Well, I mean, do you feel like you could move forward? I'm using business speak now.
Mm.
With that self...
Where's the spreadsheet?
Do the minutes, Brenda. Having that same level of self-compassion. So, like, putting it into two sections. The farting section, which we're going to park the fart, that's fine. But just to kind of, like, really put it to bed, put that fart to bed. Do you think that you could have that level of self-compassion for yourself and say, if I fart in this class, other people have done it and I've not judged them or I've thought, hey, listen, it's all just bodily functions or grand.
Yeah.
And with the ringing phone alarms going off thing, how do you think that you could... maneuver that.
Because I'm thinking part of me, if a phone went off and it wasn't mine, part of me would be like, ah, come on now.
Listen, we've all come here and now you've left your phone on. And you always think the person who's left their phone on meant to leave it on because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but But again, apply the reasoning of compassion, which is human.
Human.
Mistake. Off hook. Get on with the rest of your day. Stop beating people over the head for... being a human.
For just being a human.
Yeah.
How far away is the yoga class from your home?
Approx a 7-minute walk.
Right. Do you think you could leave the phone at
home?
Yeah.
Leave my phone at home? Do you know what? That thought crossed my mind maybe once and I went, nah.
Oh no, I can't. I'm walk home listening to nothing.
Without me phone.
I can't check me texts.
Exactly.
Afterwards.
I do not. There is no reason I need to bring the phone.
But we all do.
Do you know what goes through my head?
Go on.
What if the house gets broken into? What am I, yoga? And my phone is stolen. Oh. I'm a modern person who can't live without their J's and phone. That's what it says about me.
No, I think...
Plus I'm always convinced my house is going to get broken into and I'm going to fart in yoga. Look, the list is endless. This is why we have a podcast. It goes on and on. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
I would hate for that to happen on the same night.
Oh, to be world end. You brought me to a place there now. I did a shriek. Oh God. Oh. Actually, I'm going home. I'm definitely going home.
Do you know like those magazines I don't know if I can name them for legal reasons, but like, you know, Chat, Take a Break, those kinds of magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And they always have like readers' stories, and it would be, it's always like, he left me on holiday or something. Like, it's always really, imagine if you're one, you wrote in and you went, I farted in yoga.
No, so I went to yoga, I left my phone at home. I farted in yoga, I came home, my phone was gone because my house was burgled. It'd be a story.
I can see, yeah, and I can see the pictures because they take pictures with the stories as well.
Yeah.
They did a great one time of a woman who was throwing her husband out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
So to reenact this, it was a picture of her opening her upstairs window with a bag.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell she wasn't a natural actress.
Yeah.
Just by the pose that was going on. But they, you know, they'd gone to her, Linda, it's a great story. Maybe we just take some photos to go along with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think because you're a professional actress, Phil, if they wanted reenactment photos done...
Oh, well, I mean, there'd be me on the floor rolling around. You can't get it out into photo, really. Just look like a person on the ground.
If you did a child's pose, they go, oh, that's a yoga pose.
Okay.
There could be, and then if your face was to the side, they could see the level of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy to step in and play a neighbouring yoga person.
Yeah, okay.
Who's maybe encountered the fart.
Yeah, if you don't mind getting farted on.
Yeah.
I know what the caption of the article would be.
Go on.
End of days. That would just be the end. Everything happened one day at once and it was all awful. I know, they're all stupid, silly things. They're silly little things.
No, but this is what the podcast is about. Mm,
exactly. It's the things you end up worrying about. Why am I worrying about?
Yeah. Oh.
When you talk about it, you go, well, if it happened, I have a complete full compassion. It's fine.
Yes, but and I think look, it's that thing of when it's in your head, it feels like quite a big deal.
Totally.
And when you talk about it, like you just did, and you just go, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but it's all of it, it feels like when if I have ever done a yoga class, like the four times I have, and that gurgling of the stomach, and you do end up getting really stressed out because you're going, I'm going to fucking fart. Mm. I'm going to do it, or I'm going to, I did a thing in a yoga class one time. I went to a hot yoga class.
Oh,
this is absolutely fucking mortifying.
And today of all, you could just do it out in the street.
Exactly.
You'd be at a hot yoga class.
I could do it in the hallway here.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got lovely air conditioning in this building. And I should say, well done to them.
Yeah.
But I was doing hot yoga and I, for some reason, someone told me that you're not supposed to wear any underwear when you do hot yoga.
Okay.
So I went in a t-shirt and just a pair of like, boxer shorts that my male friend gave me.
Hmm.
And in the middle of something had happened in the room, we found out later, so that it got so warm and something happened to the pipes or something.
God.
But there was kind of like a chemical was released into the air that was really bad. And we ended up getting like a free yoga class to make up for it.
Because you've been poisoned.
Because we've been poisoned. But I was getting really, really discombobulated and I was sweating so profusely that I forgot that I wasn't wearing a bra. And I was kind of up near the front, so I was in front of the mirror so everyone could see me.
Yeah.
And I pulled my top up to wipe my brow and then went, oh God, and then put my top back down. Now, it was, you know, 97% of the class was women and I don't think they were remotely interested in
my
boobs.
Not
but, but my sister was standing beside me and she couldn't get it together. Like, she was just in bits because she said it was like the slowest flash in the history of the world. Like, someone really not feeling well, but still, I have to show my tits.
It was appealing.
Yeah, it was appealing. And then
appealing. Appealing.
Appealing.
Appealing of.
No, I knew you meant appealing of the layers of clothes.
Yeah.
I get that because I remember when the top came down going, well, I've really fucked that now.
How do I go on from here?
Yeah, because how many people saw it and how many people are in their own delusion of...
They're probably all worrying about farting and burping.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they mightn't even have been looking at you.
Didn't even see a pair of tits.
This is the thing. It's that when the worst thing happens in your head, you know, when something uncomfortable happens that you'd rather not.
Yeah.
The chances of you surviving and coping are always higher than you give yourself credit for.
Yes.
And what you were saying there about you have these funny little worries in your head and once you say them out loud, you can realise, oh God, that's okay.
Don't be, yeah.
It's not, that's not the hot thought that I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's actually a bit more, I can laugh about that, thank God.
Yes.
Same goes with the, what's it, the there's CBT techniques that as soon as you write things down,
yeah,
because you're getting it out of your head.
Yes. Is that, no, because I've been doing some therapy, which I'll probably talk about at some stage, and there's a lot of like writing, just, you know, kind of fluid writing, just writing what's coming into your head.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's been kind of weird because reading back like 2 pages of me just writing, I just go, oh wow, like it's very hard to be in my head because everything is fear, everything is blame, everything is just you're a piece of shit, you know. So yeah, I mean, when you see it in a piece of paper, you can go, God, that's all in there. That's kind of shocking, yeah, really.
I can be very mean to myself.
Yes, exactly.
Like compassion.
Get yourself some gas and air and breathe deeply.
We're talking on the phone while he had his arm inside my vagina.
In my head, I was saying, could you go and see if the anaesthetist is free? And what I was actually saying out loud was, help me!
CD player doesn't work. I was like, I'm sorry! Why am I fucking CD player? Where's my playlist?
That's One Torn Every Minute with me, Beth Murray. Available now from Great Big Owl.
Help me!
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, it's one of the oldest worries and fears in the books, but I'll say it because I just mentioned it. It's the fear of flying, Phil. I'm going to Irlanda tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And you know I've had this for ages. I've had this for a very, very long time and I can't manage to shift it. And sometimes, now I've done a thing where over the years I have looked up facts about flying to try and quash the nerves.
Yeah.
And I like, it's hot here today,
It's very close.
It's very close. You have more a chance of being kicked to death by a donkey than being killed in an aeroplane.
Okay.
You have more chance of becoming prime minister. Say that as Boris Johnson is now prime minister. You have more chance of, like, the other one is there's 1 million people in the sky at any one time.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
That's so like, think about that and think about your, like, and the fact is you don't hear of crashes every day. You hear about them once in a blue moon, which shows you how reliable and safe air
transport
is.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, because even though I know that turbulence is, no one has ever been killed because of turbulence. Yeah. Now, if someone at home goes, no, I know a story of many, many plane crashes. Don't let me know, because this is something that I do hold on to when turbulence happens. No one was ever killed because of turbulence.
It's a fact of safety.
And then my friend's cousin is a pilot, and he said to me, you know, turbulence is a bit like if you're in a ship, it's the waves. That's what it is. So see it like that. You wouldn't be scared of the waves if you were on a ship. No. I was like, dude, I would. Like, I don't like any kind of moving. So I don't know what to do, because I get on and the voice in my head. So I think you're the same as me. I know you're the same as me. Mm-hmm. I have very, very good. I'm just, you know, my brain is just going blah, 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 blah.
Oh, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's not even. We're in an air conditioned room.
Also, I'm trying to have water, and I've bought one of these bottles of water that won't fucking open.
Take that thing off.
Right, I can't do it.
Sporty caps now.
Yeah, and I'm drinking through the sporty cap, and I can't.
No, it doesn't relieve. It doesn't provide enough fluid in one gulp to satisfy you averagely.
It's crap. It's shit. That's what I've said.
Do you want me to have a go?
Do you want, if you can open that, I'd be very impressed because it's very, it's mental.
Phil. No, I'll try not to. God.
No, no, no. Now we've, oh, there you've done it. Oh, listen.
Look it.
I love you for that.
There you go.
Yeah, so as soon as I get into the plane, I have my intuition, which is very, very strong. And you have this as well. Like I have often in my life had a feeling about something that seemed very crazy, but turned out to be true or turned out to just happen.
Yeah.
And so I'll sit there and I'll go, this plane's going to crash. This plane's going to crash.
No, sorry. Do you really believe that's your intuition?
So this is what I do now. I go, this plane's going to crash. This plane's going to crash. And then I go to myself, okay, do you know what, Yaz? Just stop for a second and then drop down into your into the middle of your tummy.
Okay.
And just and where you get your gut feelings from. Drop it in into your gut.
Yeah.
And do you really, really, really think this plane is going to crash?
Mm.
And then I hear a small, no.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. But I tell you what, if we do ever feel like that is a yes, we can get off the flight. But we have to be really sure that it's not just, because if I've had intuition about something, they always say it's not like a, it's not, intuition is never a shout.
Mm.
It's just a little kind of tap, tap, tap. Mm-hmm.
And it's something also, isn't right. It's not always, it can't always be verbalised. It's a feeling.
Mm.
Because worries I find always come in verbal form.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Stop that. Put that back. Oh, don't do that.
Yes.
Don't. But feeling, like an intuition is always more of a really deep feeling.
Yeah. And my intuition never really verbalizes, or I don't put words on it until afterwards. Like there's been so many times where I've been in a situation and a red flag will come up and I'll go to myself, but I as you say, it won't be like, go run out of this room now. And then later I'll go, that was a warning. And if I'm honest, because I can remember it and I can remember like it very specifically, I know that that was a moment of my intuition going, this isn't a really good idea, or this person might not be the best person to hang around with or to be friends with or to have a relationship with.
Mm.
But it's because I'm doing EMDR at the moment, that therapy. And so you go through all of your memories and you, it's really weird, but it's also kind of brilliant. And so it's interesting what you repress and it's interesting what will come out and that you'll actually go, oh God, I remember that.
Mm.
And so I can think of a few times where, especially with people in relationships, where there was a moment where somebody said something or did something and I pushed it really quickly to the side, but there, I can remember it really clearly because I think it was my intuition saying, no,
okay,
no, that's not a good thing to say or that's not a good thing to do.
Mm. So how do you, when you go on a plane,
yeah,
what do you feel? Is it the shaky, panicky?
It's a lot of panic. It's that kind of like rising in my throat feeling of, oh God, you know, it feels like I'm on edge the whole time.
Mm.
And the weird thing is like I've gone to LA a few times and that's quite a long flight.
Mm.
And there'll be a point after hour two where my body just can't keep up that level of adrenaline. So it will just chill out.
Yeah.
And so I'll be fine. And then as we're kind of getting there, I might feel a little bit kind of weird again. But for the most part, the longer the flight, I'll switch off and kind of, you know, go, okay, well, you know what? If it's gonna go down, fine. But like going over to Ireland, or one time I flew from Belfast to Glasgow and that was like a half an hour flight.
Oh, yeah.
And there was at one point when we were flying over, there was the plane dropped. It was probably like a tiny little bit, but it felt like it did a big drop. And I was like, fuck it, that's it. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead now. And I used to enjoy flying, so I don't know where it's come from.
Yeah, did anything funny happen or did you have a bad flight? Or
I think there was one time where I was on a plane on my own and there was quite bad turbulence and I just kind of thought to myself, oh, if I die now, I'm on my own and I haven't said goodbye to anybody and I don't get to say goodbye to the people I love.
Yeah.
And I felt really strange about that. But but now it's just, I think it's kind of bad when I'm with people as well.
Hmm.
My great friend, Simone, I will name her. She, when she's on a plane with me, will, as we're taking off or descending, will scream, we're going to crash. And then pace herself. And really, because I'd be going, Simone, please don't do that. Please don't do that. So she loves just really undermining the terror. I know. So I think it was that flight where it started, where I just started to feel like, oh God, I'm going to die. And since then, even though I go on with all my facts, more likely to be kicked to death by a donkey, more likely to become prime minister, all of those kinds of things, there is a point where I go, oh, I really don't like this. I just want to be down on the ground.
Yeah.
And
like you might have all your facts, but your body might still be doing the panic release stuff.
Yeah.
So you're just going to feel it physically, even though your head is full of your facts.
Yes.
Your body's still going to do that thing.
Yeah. And it's that horrible, like it's panic. It feels like I've just kind of left my body. And
And what you said there is, all panic has to come down. It can't keep accelerating. It won't keep it. I know it feels like it, but it won't keep accelerating until you explode.
Mm.
It hits like an apex and then it has to come down. Mm. And that's what you were saying, like an hour or two of the flight, you start to calm down because your anxiety actually can't go anywhere else. Like it has to hit its peak and then come down.
Yeah.
And then you find some relief from that. But when you're on those short flights, you don't have that 2 hour gap for your anxiety to come down. So it's just anxiety for the whole hour or the whole half an hour.
Yeah.
So the takeoff is anxiety ridden, the flight, especially if there's turbulence, and then the descent again.
Yeah.
So you know, you're not going to get a break.
No.
No. The only thing I would do in that is, I don't know, do you do the deep breathing?
I should do that.
Because when I feel panic physically,
mm-hmm.
even though my head is full of facts and I have all my facts.
Yeah.
But if I can't shake the physical feeling, I at least just, I maybe concentrate on my heart rate.
Yes.
And if I can bring that down. So I just breathe through that. I keep breathing until I can feel a switch.
Yeah.
Where it might be a very subtle change, but you know you were at a 10.
Yeah.
Just keep breathing until you maybe find yourself at an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe more until maybe you might be at a 6. Just try and slow everything down. I know that sounds so easy. It's so hard to do, especially when you're in the moment.
But it's you're right, because I read something the other day that said like it's all in the breathing, and that when you start breathing deep, like into your stomach, you breathe right into your stomach.
Yeah, no, they do. This into, your diaphragm, into your belly.
That you
belly breathing.
It's like it's naturally calming you down. Mm. It's getting you on that level. It will force you to calm down in a way.
Yeah.
And I've done things like EFT and stuff like that, which is like you tapping on meridian points in your body. And I've used that with great effect in other areas, but trying to use it when I'm on a flight and trying to get me down, you have to like tap different points on your face and then
in front of everyone.
And I'm not doing that. So I'll do like the karate chop point on the side of my hand and just keep or like your collarbone area just in between there. I'll do some tapping there. But it's annoying because I kind of I've had to in the past just say to myself, well, what do you want to do about it, Yaz? Because do you want to get on that flight and go somewhere and have a really nice holiday or see your friends or, you know, go to that place and have that, you know, experience for work?
Mm.
Or do you want to stay here? Yeah. Stay home all the time?
Yeah. What's the consequence of giving in to what the voice is telling you to do?
Yeah. I've given in to the voice in so many different ways.
I think that, but I think that's important is to remind yourself.
Mm.
If I keep listening to the fear voice, will I do any?
That's the thing.
Where will I end up?
That fear voice wants me in my house at all times.
In a cupboard.
In a cupboard.
In a box that's sealed with the extra wide sticky tape.
That you get in the big roll for moving.
Yeah.
Moving sticky tape.
Yeah.
Tape on there. Just never doing anything.
Yeah.
And then even if you're starving because you've been in the box for 7 days, you manage to crawl out and you get a bit of food into you. Go, oh, you're going to eat that, you fat fucker. And you just go, oh, that's right.
Yeah, no.
It's so...
It's not helping at all.
It's not. And so I will always go, fuck it, if I want to go somewhere, if I want to see somebody, if I want to do whatever, I'm booking that flight. And yeah, I know it'll be shaking when it takes off.
Mm.
Also, sometimes I do a thing where, this is so morbid, I look around and I see how many young people are on the flight.
Yeah.
And I think, there's too many young people. So that we can't crash because that wouldn't be fair.
Too much youth.
Yeah. And like, what kind of reasoning is that? Because tragic things like that happen all the time.
But you might, you know, you tell yourself things to push through a situation that you find uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that's okay. That's, yeah. I mean, not kind of saying that anybody like that. I don't know that. I just kind of felt like that was a weird thing to say.
No, but like you do reason with yourself. You do.
Yes, yeah.
To get yourself on the plane. Because it's terrifying.
Yes, yeah. And so anyway, we'll see how it goes tomorrow because there's no real, like I know all the different things. As you say, I'm just going to try doing some breathing.
Mm. You see, if you know it, you saying you know it.
Yeah.
You know it rationally.
Mm.
X, Y and Z equals X, Y and Z or not at all. So yeah, maybe focus on the physical side of it, or see if that would help.
Maybe I should try,
not an expert,
drink an awful lot of water so that before I go on I really need to pee, and then just hold the feeling of needing to pee, concentrate on that, and then about 20 minutes before we land, which won't be that long into the flight at all, go to the toilet, so then I can have that. That'll be the thing that's on my mind.
You're focusing on that.
Yeah.
Don't give yourself a UTI.
No, I won't.
Especially in this heat.
Oh God.
Jesus
Christ. Oh God, Phil, no.
I wouldn't mind. This heat is only meant to last today and then it's over.
I know, but
like, you swear it was the end of the Jason world.
I know, but I really feel like that because I've got to go and do something later on, and I feel like, is it air conditioned? Because I can't.
Can't go for this.
Well, that's kind of my worry and your worry.
Well, yeah, report back, will you? I mean, see how you get on and let us know. How did anything change this time round? Did anything work? Vis-a-vis the fear of the flying?
Yeah, I might watch one of the videos again online. Sometimes they have like the Virgin, like a captain will go, is why you shouldn't be afraid of flying. This is what turbulence is. This is all the safety checks that we do. And then you realise, oh, that's brilliant. I'm not flying Virgin. I've been in some trouble here. But anyway, listen, I assume I'll get back and get back.
Of course
off
you will.
Again.
Absolutely.
Fine. All right. Well, thanks very much, everyone, for listening.
Oh, by the way, if you can relate to anything that we just said, please send us an email and let us know your thoughts to weheartworry@gmail.com.
Yeah. And anything you want to ask us, we don't fucking know too much, but give us a go.
Not an expert.
Not an expert. We'll give you some advice, maybe. I don't know. Not advice. We'll just give you some thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks very much. And we'll
see you again.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.